Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
SansPants Radio,
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
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 Hello and welcome back to BigSoftTitty.png with your hosts. It's me, Tom Walker, and currently fiddling with our microphone because she just couldn't get that done before we started up. Demi Lardner.
Who got themselves a spicy little phone call just as we started? A little bit more egregious, I think, than touching the microphone.
Okay, mother was calling.
That you use as a tool to record the podcast. So I think in a lot of ways I've been very professional trying to fix things on the fly, as we call it. And you're just letting mummy, mummy, please call me mummy. Mummy, please.
Don't remember saying any of that.
I think if you roll it back.
Right.
And it might sound like it's me, but I think just now, something that you said.
That was me.
Something that you said to me just now, yeah.
Right. So I interrupted you, which obviously, let me first say, I'm so sorry. But I interrupted you and was like, oh yeah, the things I would be saying, like, mummy, please, mummy, call me, mummy, please.
Yeah.
In your voice, kind of.
Not really my voice, just kind of like a, and you know,
well, obviously
I would,
it has
perhaps
a certain
I would
Tom
describe
quality.
The voice yeah. as the voice of, what was it, Tom, just before the podcast, a depressed freak? Was that?
That's your voice,
was that,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's me.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Well, because we were trying to work out who was going to introduce it, and I was like, well, I'll do it, because I'm like the strange normal man, and that's helpful for me to introduce it, because you're a little depressed freak, and that means you can kind of feel free to run roughshod and do your little voices and, you know, maybe have a little fun with whatever, I don't know, bead you've found, or perhaps you've seen or imagined a cool new bug.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah?
I don't want to fucking hear it about my bead.
Okay.
Have you seen it? When I bat this thing around the floor, sometimes I get it in my mouth and you have to put your fingers in there, hold it.
What have you got? You've got
your hand around the whole back of my head, forcing my jaw open, and you take my shiny little bead out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Because I just don't know what's good for me.
You don't know what's
I don't
good
know
for
I'll
you.
Lose it forever.
Yeah. Well, you'll be seeing it
I'll
again.
See it again.
Yeah.
My claw through that stuff.
It has been so funny watching, sorry, speaking of toilets, which is, of course, where you'd see the bead again. It has been so funny watching David interact with the new toilet that we got him, which is, of course, a little tray of pellets that is on the floor. And after he is done with his business, he wants to scratch and cover his business up. But because he is so large, he has to get up out of the tray, and then he turns around and looks at the tray and clearly can't remember where he pissed.
Yeah.
So he just walks around to the other side and kind of paws at the ground, paws at the carpet for a bit.
Sticks his arm in like a bloke.
Yeah.
Sticks his arm in like a bloke trying to reach down it through the top of his convertible to grab his phone because it fell out of his pocket. And he's already shut the door, so he reaches in.
He's
batting around in there. Sometimes he just touches the outside. You see this bitch do that?
Yeah.
The other day he got out of his toilet. He was like, where do I scratch? And he just sort of, and I've never seen a cat really kick anything before. He just sort of kicked the side of his dunny and was like, ah, hidden.
Oh, good. All right. Off I go.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start doing that with our loo.
Honestly, the state of it, I thought you'd been doing that for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Just squaring off. hardening your shins against it.
Yeah, it is. It's broken-ish.
Yeah. But we're kind of in one of our famous games of chicken over who will break and address the fact that the toilet seat falls off every time you sit on it.
Well, I think as the person whose ass has fallen into the toilet the most.
And
I
also
think
the person who, like, you know, applied the toilet seat.
Right, but so you think that you, Tom, are going to use some tools to take the toilet seat off. You think that you're capable of doing that?
Yeah, I'm certainly going to use some tools. I'm going to use my wit, my charm, and my charisma.
You're going to scare it off?
To get you to do it.
All right. Well, I'm convinced. That toilet seat. I do love it, but it is broken.
It is so broken.
Every time I sit on it, I forget that I have, I don't know, what you'd call perhaps a caked up dumper, and that thing just gets stuck right in there, because what happens is you sit down and then the seat sort of slides off of the toilet to the left, and then, I don't know whether you had this before, Tom, but your ass will fall through the ring with the momentum that you've slid sideways with, and then your ass will just kiss the ceramic. Just kiss it. It'll just give it a little peck. It'll kiss it.
Right.
Kind of remind, like, if I had to imagine, because you can't hear it, because over me going, ah!
Yeah.
Ah, not again, no! Ooh, woo, 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 woo! Woo, 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 I would say.
There's a pause.
There's a pause. Because the first one is pure fright, and the second one is not again.
Yeah.
You see? So the cheek will kiss the ceramic, and then I'll sort of think, will this still work? It won't, because I think it'll sort of be like the toilet is Moses, you know, if I do it like that. The angle that I'm at, the toilet with the side of the porcelain would become Moses, you understand me?
I understand you.
Yeah. So then I have to reposition and I daintily sit down with my, once again, just a applause-style clapping ass.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you got a whole, you make your ass give a standing ovation every time you walk up the stairs.
Pretty much, yeah.
Loud as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, the, what I've realized just now that I'm doing whenever I go to the toilet is because I sit down so daintily so as not to move the seat so much.
Oh, you've learned?
Yeah.
Not this guy.
But I have started essentially shitting side saddle.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And oh my God.
It's not particularly dignified.
Oh, wow. I'm going to woo you.
Oh.
I'm going to woo you. I'm going to take you out on the porch for a mint julep.
I would love that. Wait, what's a mint julep? It's kind of like a soft drink, right?
No, it's booze.
Oh.
It's booze. I think it might just be like a...
Woo? Booze? Wow, we got a studio audience here.
Yeah, and not to mention the applause when I walk up the stairs.
That's right.
What is this? Now, what would a show be? Not David Letterman, because he's done.
Bing
not
Bang
Conan,
Theory?
Because I don't remember. Probably not Bing Bang Theory. I was thinking more of like a talk show host, and unless Mr. Bing Bang does host one of those, I probably wouldn't know.
Yeah, I've got a theory. This show is very funny. Once again, my hypothesis is proved correct.
Yeah, it is funny when he says, like, Peggy, Peggy, Peggy.
He's pointing at his bottom.
He points at his Peggy, Peggy.
Peggy,
please,
Peggy.
Peggy, Peggy. Smartest guy on earth.
Yeah.
Smartest guy ever. He's like an astrophysicist or whatever.
Whatever.
Pointing at his hiney.
No idea what
he
is.
He is knocking on a door when he says it, though.
Oh, right.
He knocks on the door, but he's still pointing at his hiney.
Peggy, Peggy.
Yeah, Peggy, Peggy, my tush. Peggy, Peggy.
Oh, please.
Please, 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 please. Please fuck my bottom. That's what he said, I think. What's that guy's name?
Sheldon?
Sheldon.
Oh, no, is it the other one? Oh, are you talking about the Galecki one?
No, the tall one is the guy who knocks.
That's Sheldon.
He's the one who knocks.
Or canonically, I believe he's old Sheldon.
He's the one who knocks, Tom.
Okay.
Do you hear?
Yeah.
He's the one who knocks. He's like Walter, but his name is Sheldon instead. He's the one who knocks. But when he does it, he says Peggy, and
Boy,
he points at his tushy.
That Breaking Bad, it sure would have been funnier if instead of that curmudgeon Walter White, they had Sheldon at the helm.
Sheldon Bing Bang. And what do you think?
People who smoke with glass pipes shouldn't throw stones. Or something like that. Is that something? Is that like something he'd say? About meth?
Probably not about math, maybe about meth.
Yeah, right.
I think that could make it into Breaking Bang.
Breaking Bang.
Bigging Bad.
Better Call Bang. Yeah.
Big Bad Theory.
Big Bang to call Sheldon. All right.
Young guy who turns out to be a teacher.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably Walter White is because he's so freaking dang smart. He probably could go toe-to-toe with Sheldon.
Huh? Oh, my God. Sheldon versus Walter. Who would win? The audience.
Whoever wins, we both laugh a lot.
Yeah. Walter walking in on Sheldon just fucking Skylar.
Do you think?
Just going to town.
Again, I think Skylar would be fucking Sheldon.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck my bottom, he says. Fuck my bottom, I'm Sheldon.
Fuck my bottom, I'm
fuck
Sheldon.
Fuck my bottom, fuck my bottom, fuck
yeah,
my
I'm
mind.
Actually on catchphrasewiki.com, yeah. And it says here, Sheldon, first up, fuck my bottom, fuck my hiney. Second, bazinga. So, wow, bazinga really fell off, huh?
Yeah,
maybe
I guess
the show matured in its later seasons.
I think, does he say bazinga anymore? Or is that not only for climax now?
I mean, not anymore. The character's dead.
Is he dead?
Nah.
He's not.
I don't think he is.
I think
that's the only time that he'll
say it
stop
again.
Saying it is when he
when
dies.
When he'll stop saying it. Or do you think it'll be the last thing that he says?
I think it'll be the last thing that he says. And then maybe he'll be in. I mean, I know he'll be in my heaven saying bazinga.
Yeah.
Because when I get up there, that's all I want to hear.
What's that guy's?
But as far as the actor goes, and whether he goes to heaven or hell, I don't know.
His name's like Jim. Jim.
I refuse to learn the name of the man who plays Sheldon.
I think it's Jim.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Hey, Demi, I got some Quoras here. Quora, wonderful website. It is. It's just a gorgeous place.
It's fine to say the things that you feel.
Yeah. And this is something I feel. Quora, what a wonderful website. And I think to myself, what a wonderful site.
Oh, that was the one that you went with?
Yeah.
What a wonderful website. What a wonderful website to the Tom Walker, to Demi. But what a shame. What a shame the poor Demi is a...
Core.
You said it, not me.
Yep.
That fucking guy.
He sucks. So that's a reference.
Anybody who, yeah, sorry. You. For anybody who doesn't know, it was a live Panic at the Disco show, and what he does now is he'll get up to poor groom's bride is a... And then he stops and makes the audience say whore, and then he's
he really quickly flicks the microphone at them.
Because people were like, hey, you shouldn't say whore, and then so he was like, well, I'm going to keep doing the song.
Yeah. Yeah, but then like, and I don't know if you remember the song, dear listener, but there's such
it.
A small pause between the word whore and the rest of the song kicking in.
Yes.
And he wants to say the sentence, you said it, not me.
Yeah.
But so what ends up coming out is, you said it, not me.
Yeah.
Like he has to get it all out really fast.
Reminds me of that guy at, was it Disney or was it California Adventure?
Is at Disney, I believe.
Yeah, where there was the rocket.
No, it was
a
universe.
It was a no.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't. No.
I'm thinking of the guy in The Simpsons ride who I always think of.
Yeah, no, that guy was great. But I'm thinking of the guy who's obviously like he is either bored or he thinks that he's going to get like found while he's operating the Guardians of the Galaxy ride. He was talking to the animatronic Rocket Raccoon. And he's like, I don't know, why you tell us about a rocket? And then Rocket starts talking again because the gap just wasn't long enough for him to have an interaction.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, he knew the script that Rocket was... working off and was like, probably help if they think that me, the guy who's in charge of the exhibit,
believes.
Yeah.
That ride was amazing.
It was so fucking good. Getting dropped.
Well, what was great was the two women next to us yelling, oh shit, I ain't never doing this shit again.
Yeah, really good
really
stuff.
Really loudly.
Really loud.
Oh, it was great. Anyway, sorry.
The guy that I was thinking of it's the guy that I always think about when we were in line for the Simpsons ride, which was not great at Universal.
That sucked.
But there was
seven different holding rooms that they tried to pass off as part of the ride.
Yeah, there was a guy in line near us And at one point there was a voiceover that was like, while you're in the line, while you're inside the ride, please keep all your hands, all hands inside the ride and don't stand up. This could be dangerous. And then this guy just goes, no. And his girlfriend looks at him like, you.
Again?
And it just, yeah.
He's so quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
So it's funny.
Always stuck in my mind.
Really good. Loud enough for everyone to hear.
Yeah.
Anyway.
This is from the website Quora, a wonderful site, as I said before.
Yeah.
I don't see the need to relitigate it. I do kind of love it. It's weird because it's like if Yahoo Answers was crossed with like people fulfilling high school essay requirements, because all of the top answers you see are like studded with images and are told in that weird internet style that I thought had died out. But it's kind of like the, well, let me tell you something, bucko.
Yeah.
Have a look at this.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you've had a look at that. Now let me blow your mind.
Yeah.
Like, it's adjacent to the buckle up fuckos, here's why wearing a shirt is problematic.
The new one that is not good, that isn't as egregious, but it really gets my goat as someone who loves to be on Tumblr to just see what the freaks are up to, is...
Well, and you're a freak yourself.
I'm also, depressed one at that. But the people on there, like, starting a post with, okay, but no. And then explaining something. And it's just a couple words, but I'm like, nobody said anything. And can you just tell me what you're excited about? Because okay, but no doesn't mean anything. And you're just, anyway, that's just my personal gripe. It's not really funny or interesting.
No, so. I think it's funny because it's just them acting like they're interrupting your timeline. And so they're chiming in right after you're done looking at, I don't know, a black and white photo set of Kristen Stewart or whatever it is that you like looking at.
Well, I do like looking at those, but that's not the kind of Tumblr that I follow. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right.
Had to unfollow one because they kept posting sexual gifs and pictures of Tom Hiddleston.
Ugh.
And I was like, are people really wanting to fuck Tom Hiddleston?
Yeah.
Right now, though? Like, are you now?
I feel like the rule is that anyone you see in a movie or TV, people want to fuck that person very badly.
But it's to me, he's like almost just after, but still in the same time and camp of like Benedict Cumberbatch. So people still want to fuck that guy?
Yeah, right.
You know?
I mean, people, I think, still do want to fuck that man.
Yeah, but I think they realized it was embarrassing.
Gotcha.
So. His face is cool, huh? Looks all weird.
Looks all weird. Hey, so this is a Quora. This is by Kenneth Musson and was posted on February 1st. My dog will actually stare at me for 20 minutes or more nonstop. I'm beginning to start to dislike him for this alone, and I've done everything to make him stop. What do I do?
What do you think he's done to make him stop?
I don't know. Probably he's been like, well, he keeps staring at me. Maybe I should carry more sausages around. Maybe he'll get bored of them if I up my links of sausage carrying from 3 to 5 or something.
I'd love if my dog stared at me.
I think this guy's probably just trying to like, okay, well, then I guess I'll make eye contact with the dog back, see how he likes it.
You know, in a lot of ways, my dog is staring at me every day. Dark fella, that.
Your black dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, because you feel bad or whatever.
So I feel bad. I haven't
done like a deep dive
into it. Well, it's weird because I'm going to therapy, so why aren't I fixed?
Right? It seems like it should have happened.
Seems like it should have just worked.
Right? I drop something off at the Apple store. They take care of it. Or they tell me that they can't take care of it.
Yeah, well, they say, sorry, your laptop still has depression and we can't do anything about that.
Mm-hmm. Actually, sorry, this laptop is going to continue sleeping for 16 hours a day.
Yeah, sorry, the laptop said, you're such a sad fucking piece of shit that it caught depression from you, and we don't do that at the Apple Store. So
that's
now
a
I'm
real
paying
shame.
For therapy for my MacBook, Tom.
And I mean, what is this nowadays, folks?
Yeah, what is this?
Folks, what is this?
I bought you a case so that you wouldn't be hurt, and now you've got depression.
Now you've got depression. Oh my God. Wish I'd put a case around your freaking feelings.
Yeah, wouldn't that be
great?
If
they're so sensitive.
If we could have like a case, like a helmet for depression, but in a way, isn't that family?
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess not.
Not really.
Because they that'd be like if you're born wearing a very bad helmet.
Yeah. Very bad helmet.
Very bad really helmet bad in your helmet. Case.
You come home and you're like, my helmet is asleep on the doorstep with ants in her eyes because she fell asleep out here with a bottle in her hand. Anyway, what is Cora? What's going on with the Cora, huh?
Well, this guy wants his dog to stop. Yep. Okay.
She's crawling on the eyeballs. Yeah, pretty dry.
For sure.
Yeah. Chucked her in the passenger seat of the family car and sat on her lap. Tried to start driving to the hospital and I was like, I don't know how to drive. So I stopped the car after that and I got out.
Mm.
Potentially. Like imagine if that
happened to some freak.
If some freak. You know,
some loser. Some loser. Who didn't know how to drive. Who
didn't know how to drive and then.
And how old was this person then?
Probably about 8.
Pathetic.
Anyway, they would be depressed probably.
About what? Oh, are they ugly?
They're ugly, yeah. Got a jacked up face. Bad. Disgusting.
How would you get a dog to stop staring at you?
I'd probably scare it.
Yeah, I think I'd move house.
Yeah, I think I'd leave the dog there.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like the dog to. That's the thing I can't relate to because I'd love if the dog was looking at me.
I think I'd like it with most dogs. I think if a greyhound kept staring at me, I would be unnerved.
That would be very bad.
Like one of those huge black greyhounds, just glinting eyes. I don't think it would though,
because they always want to just lie down. Maybe they always have to lie down.
They love lying down.
They love lying down, and they're like those dolls that when you lie them down, they automatically shut their eyes and go to sleep. That's what greyhounds are like. But yeah, I think if a dog was staring at me,
I just.
What?
Sorry, you're just talking about the greyhound. Remember that time, and we won't say who they are, remember that time that guy posted all those Instagram stories about how the greyhound that he was fostering that didn't respect him had just laid down in the gutter and he couldn't get it to move?
And it's too heavy for him to lift and take home. He's like, I'm not strong enough to lift my greyhound and take it home, so I'm just out on the curb at 3 a.m. waiting for the greyhound to be happy again. About a 3-hour saga, I believe.
Yeah, I tried walking away and it didn't. It just stayed.
And a friend walked past. I remember we talked to a friend because I don't think this was part of the set of Instagram stories, but a friend of ours was like, I don't know whether this was the same time, but I walked past him sitting next to an unmoving greyhound the other day at like 11 p.m. or something. And he was like, oh, hey, man, yeah, I can't move my greyhound. Imagine taking your stone gargoyle out for a walk on its skateboard and then it just puts on the brakes. It's like, No.
So funny.
Freak shit.
Oh,
either
funny.
Be strong enough to carry a greyhound or don't have that thing.
Yeah.
Because they have, like, most greyhounds, but apparently very particularly this one, they have huge anxieties.
Yeah.
And they're lazy.
And it just, like, seeing those Instagram stories get small enough that if you just didn't focus your eyes on them, it looked like one continuous line.
Yeah.
Oh, what a bliss.
It's like, oh, I have more of this to come. This is amazing.
Update. Bliss. Greyhound still hasn't moved.
Greyhound's still on the floor. And then just close-up pictures of his face looking really sad and tired.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
You can't, like, I'm glad Video Easy shut down because I don't need anything else.
No. How would you get around this dog? Scare it?
Sorry, I just, Video Easy was everywhere, not just South Australia, right? I should have said Blockbuster.
Yeah, Video Easy was in, maybe it's an Australian chain.
Yeah, I should have said Blockbuster.
Australian home video rental business.
Yeah, right. Well,
no, just speak your truth.
Video Easy, which then had DVDs, and I was like, I guess there's videos on these, but it's not really like a videotape. So
yeah. Well, that was the beginning of the end.
It was the beginning of the end.
Hey, slogans used by Video Easy. In the 1990s, they started using the slogan, in the mood.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to get fucked by this big VHS store.
I can't wait for this VHS store to put its dick in me and then rewind it before it takes it out. 2009, love movies. Get it first time or get it free. We have so many copies of our rental guarantee title. We guarantee you'll rent it now or rent it free.
That's a long one. I probably would.
That's not. Yeah, that could be used to trim.
Yeah, I would have trimmed that. Maybe even some of the start.
Yeah, I think I could have one or two punch ups to that.
Yeah.
I
feel like there was a good jingle for Video Easy, or maybe it was just one of those ones that only played like in the store. I think there was like a jingle. Could you look it up? Because sure. I feel like it's going to slap.
Okay. But yeah, you tell me about what you would do to get a dog to stop staring at you.
I think you'd have to like scare it or like, I don't know. I guess I'd just come over and I would ignore it. I'd turn my back on the dog. You know, that's actually a really good dog training tip. That's how I used to train my dog, Ben.
You're saying that the dog you just need to stop paying attention to the dog?
Basically, when a dog isn't doing what you want, if you turn your back on them, it's a pretty good training. Was that a car crash at the end?
Yeah, no, it's a trailer for Scream, looks like.
Scream?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Okay, and so here's the jingle again.
Did you fucking hear how she, the sauce she put on the word guarantee?
She was great.
Feel easy movie guarantee.
That's really good.
I used to train my dog by like when I was teaching him how to fetch, you like throw the ball. You know those dogs that get cheeky and like they bring back the ball and you go to take it and they're like, ha, no.
Yeah.
You just turn your back on them and they get really antsy and they're like, I want to play.
Yeah, right.
And then they kind of paw at you. You kick them a little.
Yeah, right. You can kick the dog as much as you like. You
kick the dog as hard as you like too. So, and then it'll give the ball back. And
so they're doing like capoeira kicks on your dog. You've had it for a while.
Yeah.
So you're spicing it up.
He's not responding, but I am doing the blocks.
Yeah.
And blocking imaginary blows that my dog is thrusting upon me in my mind's eye.
Doing Eddie Gordo's kicks from Tekken where you're like doing breakdancing moves.
I do a full 619 into the side of my dog. pulling on my luchador mask. People's elbow right on my hound.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do pretty much.
You can do pretty much anything you want to a dog you own.
Or if you don't own
it. Or if you don't.
If you just got it unawares.
Yeah. Or if there's an annoying one that's owned by someone else.
Yeah, what's it going to do? Bark at you? Doesn't affect me.
That's not going to last long, dude. That's not going to have any effect on me. I'll bark back. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I can do pretty much whatever I want.
Pretty much. You going to tell?
What are you gonna do? You gonna dob?
Are you gonna dob? Dibba dobba Cindy? You go to dog kindy?
Now let me get on top of this turnbuckle.
And you stay there.
Yeah, you stay there. Sit.
But what if the dog did like a perfect roll away from my, oh my God. What is a move off a turnbuckle? I can't think of one.
It'd be probably like an elbow drop.
Yeah.
The funniest move from the top of the turnbuckle to me is the leg drop. Because it is just a weaponized sit.
Yeah, because aren't you sitting on your hiney real hard?
You're sitting on your hiney so hard, and whenever someone misses it, it is so funny.
Even on like the material that the ring is made out of, which I don't know, is there a name for the floor of the ring?
I believe it's canvas.
Which, why is it called a ring when it's a square?
And now we're getting into it. Yeah, even on that material, landing on your tailbone.
Landing on your tushy. It's too, I mean.
I've hurt myself sitting down on a chair before.
I'm sure they work up to it like off the first like turnbuckle or whatever. You get up to the top and stuff. Then by then you know exactly how to drop onto your tush. But like, I don't know. My dumper's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Although I've got actually probably a lot of wrestlers have about like probably even more ass than me.
Yeah. But like to me, even then it's just like dropping directly onto the spine. With no cushioning, bend?
There's probably, but they know how to land, so they're not collapsing their spine.
Yeah, okay.
Telescoping that motherfucker.
Yeah.
You quite hurt, though, when you're a wrestler.
You do indeed.
Don't you?
Not me.
So I'd probably hurt the dog a lot to stop it. I think that's a really good point to take a break.
Let's take a break.
We'll see you right after these messages.
Yeah, we got to have a... Me and Demi got to have a heart-to-heart.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I got something to do before that. Something to injure.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
How's that?
Hey, welcome back. Hope that ad was good. And I hope you enjoy whatever product or service you're going to avail yourself of.
Unless it's a bad one that we don't want to be associated with.
Yeah.
Which is probably, all they're probably all fine. But just if they're not, just don't listen to him.
Yeah.
Advertising doesn't work.
And hey, let's be realistic. We know why Apple gave us those skip 30 seconds and 15 seconds buttons, huh?
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's for that and most themes tunes.
Most themes tunes, yeah.
Most themes tunes.
Yeah, it is funny how much American podcasts think I'm listening to someone's shill CBD.
Oh, my God. It is genuinely, like, the case file, that grumpy Australian dude who now speaks really weirdly. Like, he used to speak just normal Australian and be like, the man was dead, and so they got back in their ute and just drove away, found the first cop that they could find and told him what had happened. And now he speaks like this. The man was dead, so they found a police officer and told him what the clairvoyant had told them.
Aww.
It's like he's gone to like a speech therapist, but he's still getting shit really wrong, and it makes me... Anyway, I'm not going to complain about it because who cares. But he now does... I added it. I was like, this has been so many ads in a row. Added it up, went back to the start of the ads, found the end of the ads. 6 minutes.
Whoa.
Of him doing ad reads.
Whoa.
For like four different products.
Jeez Louise.
Fuck off. Honestly, fuck off.
You're at that point, you know what you're mainly making your money from? People commuting who can't be bothered to reach for the phone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
God damn.
I often can't, but like.
Well, yeah, you've got nothing going on. You listen to the ads twice.
Yeah. I love them.
Yeah, it's just nice to be thought of.
Sell it to me, Stud.
Great.
Oh, this one's about dog food? Not interested.
Okay, all right. Let's move on. We're moving on. I got another Quora here, Demi.
Oh!
What? This is by Kathy Godin, March 6th. I think this means the answer is from Kathy, a good friend Kathy, who is you can.
Oh, Kathy's a stalwart of the podcast.
Oh, we love Kathy. It's so good to have her back. So Kathy is.
Are you saying Cassie in a weird way?
Kathy.
All right, Kathy.
Kathy.
You are hearing it as Cassie now, though, in your voice, aren't you?
I'm going to murder you. I'm looking at, because you can have like a qualification listed on Quora.
Yeah.
And Kathy's qualification is a former court reporter.
Okay.
Okay. Why do we go out of our way?
Sorry, court reporter, they are the ones who like actually go in and like write articles about the court. They're not the ones that are like typing the whole time, are they?
Yeah, I think, no, that's a stenographer. Stenographer, I think, the person who tip-taps away.
We have a friend, actually, who, like, works as the person who basically their whole job is to just, like, write down every detail of the court case. Sometimes it's, like, over a microphone. Sometimes they're, like, in the room.
Yeah, right.
And they were like, God, all these – she said to me on the phone the other day, she was like, Jesus Christ, all these murderers are fucking wimps.
Oh, my God. Jeez Louise.
They just suck. She's like, they're just all dirty wimps.
What does she want
well
to change?
Well, I think, yeah, I don't know. I mean, probably they shouldn't murder.
Yeah. Well, not if they don't have the attitude for it.
They don't have the attitude for it. Like, at least be a prick in court. But, like, yeah, she's like, yeah, all these murderers come in and they're shit. And then they're like, can I have a cushion? Because my back hurts.
Oh, right. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of understand. If you're in there pleading guilty, I'd be like, you know what? This is probably the last time in a few years I'm going to be able to ask for a blanket.
No, they're not pleading guilty.
Oh.
They're the ones that are like, I ain't killing. And they're like, you're still covered in blood.
Yeah, right.
It's not hers.
You brought the knife to court to show us and it's still stuck in the guy.
Yeah.
How'd you get him in also?
So it's kind of like a lead. Once you got it stuck in there, they don't want it to be pulled out. It'll hurt. So yeah. You just kind of tug on it.
If anything, I'm helping him by keeping the knife in him.
I'm helping him because otherwise he'll bleed out. Don't take out the knife. But if you want someone to bleed out, do take out the knife.
Yeah.
But if you've been stabbed and you don't want to bleed out, leave it in.
You want to leave the knife in. Forever.
Forever.
Forever. What, are you going to find someone? Are you really going to look someone in the eyes and believe them when they're like, hey, I can take that knife out? You're a murderer.
Okay, well, yeah, nice stethoscope, dude.
Yeah, but what are you listening to when that
he's listening to knife. Presses it to the side of the blade. He's like, oh, shit, that's a knife. No heartbeat in it either.
It's always so cool to see a doctor, like, clock out of their shift and just to unwind, press their stethoscope to their phones to listen to some podcasts.
I wonder if that would work.
Pardon me?
I wonder if it would work.
Great.
I wonder if you used a stethoscope on like a wall, like you know how people use like a glass to try and hear what's going on in the next room?
Yeah.
I wonder if stethoscopes actually kind of work like that.
Can stethoscopes hear through walls?
Well, maybe help you hear.
Okay. Maybe help you.
Stethoscope doesn't have a brain.
Clinical standard. Oh, no, that's not it. Can stethoscopes listen through walls? And this is from askinglot.com. Interesting. A non-usual kind of Quora-like, looks like.
Ooh.
How much does it cost to build a chalet? Okay, so this is kind of the rich person version of Quora.
Yeah, that might be fun.
Yeah. A professional listening through wall device capable of penetrating walls up to 12 inches thick.
What? That's not.
Yep, but it's what I've got you.
It's not what I asked for, but yeah. I guess I'll have to eat my slop.
I think, as far as I can tell, they recommend using a spy. Stethoscope with a 3.5mm adapter.
What? I just want to know if a doctor's stethoscope will help me spy on our neighbors.
Apparently it will.
It will, but I have to have an adapter?
But I'm looking at a WikiHow here. And number three is how to spy through walls using a stethoscope. Mm. And then method four of the four methods to listen through is not a method. It's know the consequences of spying. Ask yourself, do you really want or need to spy?
Yeah. I'm interested.
Oh, okay.
So do you know what's does that WikiHow have any good pictures on it? Because you know what they do with the WikiHow pictures, yeah?
They just trace them, right?
They trace them over, like, stock images they don't want to pay for.
Yeah.
Which is why they come out all fucked up. It's really good.
I love that. I love the way of... Sorry, I clicked play on a video. I love that. I love the way that people have worked out to do that.
Yeah.
And... Okay. All right. Here is the Quora that I wanted to have attend to. Why do we go out of our way to find and destroy certain animals that injured a human, like a dog or an alligator, but not others, like a goose or a fish?
Well, in terms of dogs, it's more for fun. You don't really need to find ones that have destroyed a person.
Okay, no, we don't do that.
It's either for fun or to stop them from looking at you.
Yeah.
I don't want this dog looking at me anymore.
Watching my stopwatch as the dog continues to stare, just waiting for it to tick over 20 minutes. If it
gets up to 20, you're donezo, bud.
Yeah. Pulling on my Muay Thai gloves.
Yeah.
Doing stretches. So why don't we kill...
people are stupid.
Why will we kill, for example, a crocodile if it kills a person, but not a goose if...
The goose probably didn't kill anybody.
Yeah, there's my first answer.
That's the first one, and also because people are stupid and they think that crocodiles are mean, and that's why they killed Nan.
But also, like, they injured a human, so they're saying, like, a dog or an alligator or whatever can injure a human and they will be murdered. But if a goose or a fish injures a human, it's like, well, fair enough. I think, for one, I would say it's hard to tell which fish injured a human.
No, I would. I could know.
Really?
If it injured me, yeah.
You'd be able to pick it out of a lineup?
Yeah. Okay. I have a photographic memory.
Well.
For evil fish.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's come up before.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You dealt with these guys.
Yeah, like one time Will Smith's shark tail fish hurt me.
The one played by Will Smith?
The actual fish from the movie. Right. Did hurt me. And I found...
The Will Smith shark tail fish hurt you. And what
The fish that it was based on.
Okay.
The rather famous...
Were you guys at, like, was this a JFL? It was there...
It was a JFL he was doing. He was closing. And I was kind of in the sweet spot in sort of the second bracket right near the start.
For sure.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember you telling me about this. And whatever, you know, you can say whatever about him as a fish...
As an evil fish, yeah.
Absolute crusher.
He's a crusher.
He's so funny.
I can't, like...
It doesn't even matter what he's saying. He's just got charisma.
Well, it's also the kind of thing where, like, you forget how funny he is between, like, viewings of him, and you see him again, you're like, fuck, yeah, I can't believe it. And obviously, like, he's a crusher.
Yeah.
Like,
but also he hurt you very badly.
But he hurt me very badly, and I picked him out of a lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I knew it was him.
Great. Well, that's good to know.
Because not all fish actually do. The fish look quite different from each other.
Yeah, some
even
of them...
fish of the same like species of fish.
Whoa!
But not all species of fish look the same or similar. I could see a bunch of clownfish, and I know the subtle differences between them.
I would not.
Well, that's racist.
Well, I guess some of them are like, I don't know, white-faced clown. Some of them are kind of Gaultier trained.
Yeah,
some
Gaultier,
of them are like old
like
circus
Lecoq,
style.
Yeah.
Obviously,
some of them are like Hong Kong clown, and it's like, well.
Yeah, you get some of the more like stand-up styled clownfish nowadays. And obviously, I mean, say whatever you will about them, about the fish they are, but they're crushers.
Some of them, yeah.
Some of them.
Some clownfish are crushers. Some of them, they went to the training, and you're like, you could have just saved the money.
You could have saved the money. Hey, buddy, hate to spoil it, but you could have quit comedy back here. Saved yourself some time.
A lot of murderer clowns, aren't there?
Yeah.
Like old, like clown Hong Kong party kid clown.
Yeah.
Few murderers are those.
Well, the hours are so good that like you can kind of do whatever in your off hours.
Yeah. Killing.
Yeah, for sure.
Killing is some of it.
Here's another one.
Maybe there's not that many. Maybe it's just like, it's like my dog pussy theory that when you see them, you notice them so much
and
more.
And do go on about your dog pussy theory,
I think,
Demi.
We've talked about it before on the podcast.
But honestly,
every time I'm like, you don't see dog pussies that much. And you said, you always point out dog pussies. And I say, yes, because you notice them because there's not as many around. You
literally every time we go for a walk, you will point out a dog pussy.
No.
And then you'll say, you never see that.
No, you're lying. You're straight up lying. But you don't really never see it. You don't see it much, as much as other stuff. As much as other stuff that dogs have got having going on.
Right. Hey, this is from...
Hi.
Hi. Hello. Hey, what's up?
Hi, hey, I'm Demi.
Oh, cool.
Demi.
Yeah, that's swiftly become your catchphrase.
Yeah, and I didn't really think about it, how insane it is to have your own name be your catchphrase, but there you go.
I mean, in the style of that wonderful Pikachu.
Demi.
This is a question from Quora. It is in the waiting and soldiers section of Quora.
Waiting?
Yeah.
As in the action of doing that?
How do soldiers know if a firefight is over? How long do they wait? So it's basically asking, so when you're shooting at somebody and they're shooting back, I mean, in a lot of scenarios, the army will just be, you know, shooting at someone. In maybe a not ethically ideal situation, but you know, in the circumstance of a firefight, they're shooting back, and you're kind of going back and forth, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, trading blows.
Yeah, kind of. You know, they lead, then you lead, and it's kind of this a beautiful dance.
Yes.
And they're trying to work out, hey, how do you know if the firefight is over?
It's because it stops.
Yeah, but then once it stops. I mean, are you going to be, you're going to be the person who drops into a combat situation, hears three bullets, fires one bullet, and then is like, beat? Oh, okay, well, that's all. bang, hey,
bang,
no
bang,
fair.
Bang, 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 yeah.
Bang, 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 bang,
air
bang,
hold
bang.
Immediately, bang, yes. Bang. Because I stand straight up with my helmet off.
Yep. Oh, finally.
I don't know, wait like a day.
You take your helmet off like a career woman taking off her bra. Yeah. Oh, so good to get this thing off.
Feels so good.
Yeah. Taking off the vest. Even as you're getting shot in the head.
Yeah, like, but the way that you take off vest. Your vest like a sexy way, like you reach under your shirt and you undo the vest at the back and then you pull it through your sleeve.
Yes.
I don't know, just wait until you reckon it's over and then it might be.
Yeah, but that's how you end up being one of those guys, the Japanese guys in the jungle who didn't think the war was over.
Sure.
Right? Like you're just like, oh, I guess we got to wait this out. I don't know. Well, it doesn't then you feel say, well,
that's,
like
that's
it's
That's your
over.
Life then. That's just how you live then.
Okay.
If you look, if you live in the jungle for like 10 years yeah. and you think that the war is still going and you're just in the jungle, that's just your fault.
Yeah, that feels like it was we're always going to think the war was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's like, you know, you don't want to live any other way.
Do you think they just covered up? Like they were like, oh yeah, we thought the war was still going. That's why we were hanging out in this jungle paradise.
Yeah. Maybe they were
eating
just
the bugs from the Lion King.
Yeah. They just like it. And also they were trying to hide their porno stash that was in the jungle that they carved into trees.
What's the go with like wood pornos now?
Wood pornos?
Forest pornos, bush pornos. So I feel like when I was a kid, there was still the whisper of finding a porno mag or some such in an alcove or a hideaway or a nook or a cranny.
So you're not saying pornos that are filmed in the forest. You're saying finding pornos under bushes and stuff.
Well, we don't have the technology to film in a forest yet. The pornography would look too spooky.
Well, Tom, print media is dead is the answer.
Gotcha. That's a shame.
Yeah.
Maybe we can just put a phone out there and whoever finds it can look up whatever they like.
Yeah, if you want. I'll load it up onto there for you first and then I'll leave it under a bush.
That'd be
great.
You find
the bush and then you'll see the bush.
Oh.
Now
that's that witty comedy.
That's what I like. Yeah, that we like to do as well. And people like to hear from us.
People love witty comedy where it's like someone has realized the two words either sound the same or kind of sound the same.
Or and they just kind of are the same word.
Yeah.
So shut up. It was true.
Not a self-suck roundup, but in many ways a dissection.
Play that theme.
Okay. Well, it's not.
Play it.
Okay.
Self-suck roundup, drinking my own nut, putting lips on my glands, I kiss wrong. I like to blow, but I won't leave home. I'll just bend over and lick own chode. Say it ain't so, do you think though? Does it feel better if I keep going on, 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 on.
Welcome to the Self-Suck Roundup.
Self-Suck.
Okay, it's played.
All right.
Stop mouthing it.
Okay.
That's also worse. The autofellatio subreddit, which is where I used to kind of get all my info. Stop doing it. It's so distracting.
Okay.
Please.
I'm just because I said the first bit of it and now I'm just.
You need to close the loop?
Yeah.
Okay. You go ahead and I'll edit it out.
All right.
All right. Good to go?
Yes.
Great. Yes. The self-suck and the autofellatio subreddit, which is where I got most of my self-suck updates because they were a little bit more...
the sincerity in your eyes when you said that, where I got most of my self-suck updates from. And then, I don't know how to say this,
but... I don't remember saying updates.
Or I don't think you said updates. You said it in a weird, depressed freak voice just a second ago, I think.
So...
It's kind of higher than your voice usually is.
Here's the thing. They have changed. So much of it now is guys posting videos of themselves sucking their own dicks rather than the posts that I like, which are people bemoaning their ability not to do it or asking for advice.
Oh, so people are just getting good.
People are just getting good, I think. Or and also there are a lot of like troll posts, not troll posts, but like there are a lot of people who are fiending for interaction who are like, I can suck my own dick. Would anyone like to see me suck my own dick on cam? And just like that guy I found a little while ago.
Yeah.
And so it's now, I hate to say this, but it's currently not, I'm not finding it enjoyable to browse.
Aww.
I know.
Really?
And I know.
That sucks.
So I think I'm going to have to deviate from, because like, look at this. This is indicative of the posts that are on there. Just a guy in a beanie.
Yeah, I don't like that.
With some stuff on his face, doesn't matter what.
Yeah. It's a mustache.
Yeah, but if you look past, no, never mind. All actually, right. We can just move on.
Yep.
So I'm going to have to move on
what
to
what was that
forums.
Thing in front of his face?
I don't want to get into it. That was a microphone.
Ah, like these.
Yeah, oh, just like, no, get off to me. All right. I learned it from you. So yeah, they are, it's sad to see this place fall into disrepair, but I feel like the mods are kind of slacking.
Yeah.
And it's becoming to resemble more the r/r/ self suck than it is the r/ auto fellatio of old, because of course it was kind of the classier, more restrained hangout for the auto fellatio enthusiasts.
Yeah. Well, it's like, yeah, I kind of miss the people like that. Makes me feel sad for the people that don't want to post anymore about how they really like to be able to self suck. And now it's just kind of a gallery of men with the spines of the mighty Australian prawn.
Yes. And now those people are looking at this and be like, oh, this used to be a place for me to belong. You know, even if I didn't, even if I couldn't do it, I could still just, you know, talk to my friends or be like, hey, my back hurts really, really badly. What should I do? I hurt it every single day. Yeah. And also I'm in terrible pain.
It's like when you're on a lineup and you get bumped down the list for Husey.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and also you're looking at him and you're like, I can't compete with that guy.
Mm, yeah.
Because, I mean, so are you all about him as a bonafide crusher.
He's a bonafide crusher. Absolute crusher.
Absolute crusher.
It's funny to say when it's true.
Yeah. Oh man. All right. But yeah, it's disappointing. I'll say that. I think I'm going to return to my old haunts, the Solo Suck forums, because those are always trustworthy. But here's the problem. They're not updated as much.
I don't like that.
I know. They have a smaller and stranger clientele.
Well, maybe you could like waft between the two. And just kind of, you know, just like, just split it up a little bit. Like when there's not much update on there, just go back, watch it, just troll a little bit of auto fellatio.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you know, I'll
take a bit of both.
I'll dip my head in. I won't have high hopes, but no. I'll just check it out.
Take the 5 slivers of soap that you've got left and just mash them into a ball and wash yourself with that.
Okay, cool. I'll try that. Thank you so much.
And then try kicking a dog very, very, very hard in the torso.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to BigSoftTitty.png.
We both have Twitch streams. Tom Walker is good and Demi Lardner. And we still have merch. We've got a few wet fish hats left.
Yeah.
Running
low, though, which is cool.
Barely any pins. Yeah. So, yeah, if you want one of those, I get in pretty quickly because I don't think we're going to do hats again.
Yeah.
But they were great to have.
They were great to have.
They look
and also
lovely.
We'll never do it again.
We'll never do it again.
So much fucking work.
Ugh. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. And now I'm actually on the Solo Suck forums and I can see here the user has posted, it's my pleasure, has posted longtime lurker, longtime sucker. Pretty good, and they're just doing an intro.
Well, thank you so much, everybody. As you know, we're long-time lurkers, long-time suckers, and can't wait to have you listen next week. Oh, the Patreon. You can have more of this on the Patreon.
Yeah.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.